Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Former NFL wide receiver Brandon Stokely, who is, of course, now a host in Denver on 104.3 The Fan, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. Brandon, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Brandon, as a former player, you know, like, I did not play. My partner did. I didn't. But as a non-player, when I hear fans complain about injuries, I always think that's whining. I'm like, this is the NFL. A lot of teams get hurt. Yeah, certainly some teams more than others, and you have a key guy. You never want to lose your quarterback. But the NFL is a sport for tough guys, not crybabies, and you got to suck it up and go to the next guy. Is that unfair?
No, you're exactly right. It happens to every team, some more, like you said, than others, and the Browns are just going through it. You know, there was a lot of that last year here in Denver, and a lot of people given free passes because of the injuries and the secondary so banged up, and you have your starting wide receivers are hurt, and you know, things like that. But it's the NFL. This is going to happen. You have to be able to overcome that, and it goes to your depth. It goes to your coaching. And so there's really no asterisks. You know, either you win a football game or you lose a football game. Either you have a successful season or you don't. You don't remember in 3 years whether, you know, there was a lot of injuries or not. It doesn't matter. That's not going to save someone's job.
No doubt about it. Brandon, I did want to ask you about Bridgewater and his availability tonight. It sounds like he's questionable but probably going to play. What's the latest?
Yeah, I think, you know, it does look like he's going to play. You look at his injury, and it's nothing structural. He got his foot stepped on, and it's really, really tender and sore. He also had a little quad pop up here in the last day or so that you need to monitor. But I think with the foot, it's just how much pain threshold he has. But he got hit 17 times last week. Mm. 17
That's
times.
Crazy.
I mean, the offensive line was awful. And a big part of his game, you know, he's not the most mobile guy, but he does make some plays getting out of the pocket. And he has one or two runs a game that he keeps drives alive. And if he is not able to move against that front, that passing game could be in big trouble. So it's going to be something to follow, certainly this foot, and see his mobility, because he was really hobbling early in the week.
And, you know, we've talked a lot about Von Miller and his comments. We'll get to that in a moment. But obviously you talked about him getting hit a lot, his mobility a problem. Well, we've got the sack leader in Myles Garrett. How concerned are they and should they be about Myles Garrett?
I'm very concerned. They didn't protect him well. I mean, Max Crosby looked like Mark Gastineau last week against the Broncos. I mean, it was unbelievable. He was in the backfield every other play, so I'm sure they're going to try to have a plan for Myles Garrett. They're going to have to run the ball more because they stick with the running game more. Look, it's a huge concern. Any pass rushers are a concern for the Denver Broncos right now, and certainly when you look at a guy like Myles Garrett, it's a big, big concern that because they're not good enough offensively to come back to make explosive plays, and so they gotta protect, they gotta run the football, and they have to have a plan for Myles Garrett.
Mentioned Von Miller there. He made those comments. I know he kind of giggled at the end, but he said he was going to kill the Browns offensive lineman. Where is Von Miller still great? Is he now, you know, good but not great? Like, where is his game these days?
Yeah, you know, he made the big prediction, and obviously we'll see. Yeah, look, Von started hot. He started off the season like 5-6 years ago, and he's cooled down lately. He's got to play at a high level. Bradley Chubb has been out with the injury. They got to get pressure on the quarterback, and it starts with Von Miller, and I think he's taking ownership of it. But the spotlight's going to be on him more so than ever. You call your shot like that, you got to go out there and be in the backfield. I don't have to see 3-4 sacks from you, but you need to be in the backfield. You need to be hitting the quarterback. You need to be pressuring the quarterback, and that's what we need to see more from Von, and especially when you call your shot like he called it a day or two ago.
When you look tonight at the game, Brandon, and you break it down and you prepare for this thing, you know, the Browns obviously no Baker Mayfield tonight. Case Keenum's going to go. I'm curious your thoughts on Case. He's been he was a Bronco, so I'm sure you've seen him many times when he played for you guys. Thoughts on Keenum getting his first start as a Brown tonight?
Well, I think if you're a Broncos fan, you know, it makes you nervous a little bit because this is when he usually excels. He's not a true starter. He can come up and mop up duty. He's a great backup, and he can win you some football games. So I think if you're a Browns fan, I think you're lucky to have a guy like Case Keenum as your backup. And we saw him as a starter, and he just wasn't that guy. He's not that guy that's going to put his team on his back and be able to win football games week in and week out. But if everything's right around him, you know, he can make some plays, obviously, and he's a really good backup quarterback. But obviously, you'd like to have one of your two running backs and have, that running game going to help him out. But, Case Keenum, he didn't get the job done here. He's not a frontline starter. He's not a starting quarterback, but I think he's a really good backup. And you got to feel good about that guy coming in to replace your starter.
Brandon, I'm curious about some of your skill position guys. You know, I see Cortland Sutton's had some good games. You know, we're not watching him like you are. Obviously he had the devastating injury last year, missed, you know, pretty much the whole season. How's he looking? And you know, you got the young running back, but Melvin Gordon, at least the numbers still look good. How does he look? How does Cortland Sutton look?
Yeah, Cortland, you know, he's been hobbled with this knee. He came back from an ACL, and he just wasn't looking like his old self during training camp. He's got a big knee brace on, but he has improved every week. He's looked better and better, looked healthier and healthier as, week after week as the season has gone on. So he's not a speed guy, though. He's not a speed guy. He's more of a possession guy. He can get down the football field, big body guy, but he looks like he's starting to get up to speed. And then you look at a guy like Melvin Gordon and his situation with Javonte Williams. I think eventually they need to pick a guy. They need to pick a guy and go with the guy. The split carry situation right now, isn't working all that well with one guy getting 12 carries, one guy getting 13 carries with Javonte Williams. So actually the rookies look better than him. I don't know if they're going to make that move. I don't know if they're going to make that move. The running game's been inconsistent. You can look at the numbers, like you said, and say, oh, it's been pretty good. But they have one long run, and then the next five runs go for 2 yards a pop. So it's been a little bit too inconsistent for me.
Brandon, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for taking it with us. We'll be looking forward to the game tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
Good stuff, man.
You got it. Brandon Stokely, former NFL wide receiver on 104.3 The Fan in Denver from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.